Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. She says loving early in the morning just for me. Oh, yeah. She says loving early in the morning just for me. Oh, yeah. She says loving just for me. Oh, she loves me so tenderly. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's my baby. Don't you understand? Yeah, I'm a lover man. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Don't you know she's all right? Don't you know she's all right? She's all right, she's all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I Got a Woman, Ray Charles, 1955. A song that was made it all the way to number one on the R&B charts. It didn't do anything on the pop charts, not in 1955. Probably got airplay different places, but you know, I think some of the charts really didn't start to write at 55 on the pop side. But anyway, number one on the R&B charts, a song that's also in the Grammy Hall of Fame. It's also a song that's also in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And on the Rolling Stone 500 Most Influential Songs, it's number 239. Very important song for him. Over the years, Ray Charles had 10 number one R&B songs. And, of course, he had pop charts that had all kind of hits on those charts, too. So, got a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1987, and he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986. Ray Charles. Hey, welcome into the BRC radio show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we've got all kind of stuff today, 50s and 60s today, starting in some early 50s stuff. You're going to see the next one's early 50s. And we go all the way to about 1968, 69, some of these songs. But a good mixture of all kind of stuff, so I hope you enjoy it. And so here we go right now. Getting us started is Little Walter, then the Platters, and then Elvis. And so Little Walter from 1953, he's got a song that's called You're So Fine.
All the time. Well, and I got a girl, she's fine and brown. What I like about her, she's mine, oh mine. She's so fine. Yeah, she's so fine. You so fine, pretty baby. Let me love you all the time. Well, I wanna give you all my money, buy your diamond, everything.
everything. Say you'll be mine, baby, and we will make romance. You're so fine. Yeah, you're so fine. You are a fine, healthy thing. I want to love you all the time. Myself to death. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't want nobody else. You so fine. Yeah, you so fine. You a fine, healthy thing. I want to love you all the time.
Don't want a four-leaf clover. kiss, 'cause I just can't miss with a good luck charm like you. Come on and be my little good luck charm, hey, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. I do have, I do have, I do hope, I do hope tonight. Don't want a silver dollar, rabbit's foot on a string, the happiness and your warm caress no rabbit's foot can bring. Come on and be my little good luck charm, hey, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm, a two hat, a two hat, a two hope, a two hope tonight.
Good Luck Charm, Elvis, 1962, number one on the pop charts for him that year. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the same year Ray Charles was, 1986, and that was the first year for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But and then in 1998, country western people decided, hey, we need to get a hold of Elvis too. So they inducted him in 1998 into their Country Music Hall of Fame. Good Luck Charm. That song, it's got a particular sound to it. I've always wondered about certain songs he did. Stuck on You, I Gotta Know, Don't You Think It's Time, All Shook Up, and then Good Luck Charm. Some of them had this kind of a different sound to them. I don't know exactly, I can't explain it, but it's just different to me. But a good sound, Elvis Presley. The Great Pretender before that, The Platters, 1955, number one on the pop and the R&B charts for them. It is a song that is in the Grammy Hall of Fame. It's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And on the Rolling Stone 500 Most Influential, was number 360. And the group themselves, 1990, were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Platters, what a great, smooth sound they had. And before that, You're So Fine, Little Walter, 1953. Didn't do anything on the pop charts. Again, that's about the time the pop charts just weren't out there right then as we know them now. So they didn't do anything there. But they were number two on the R&B. This song was number two on the R&B charts. And he was put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2008 as a sideman. Not just himself, but as a sideman. So you can figure that one out for yourself. But he was born in Marksville, Louisiana in 1930. And died at age 38 due to a street fight. He got into a street fight somewhere or another in 1968 and died from the injuries he received there. Born Marion Walter Jacobs, Little Walter. Let's keep going. We've got the Supremes along with the Temptations singing together in our first song in the next set. Then the Zombies and then Smokey Robinson and his Miracles. So here we go. The Supremes and the Temptations. I'm Gonna Make You Love Me.
A man to do, oh baby, I'll sacrifice for you, I'll even do wrong for you, oh baby, every minute, every hour, I'm gonna shower you with love and affection, look out, it's coming in your direction, and I'm gonna
baby.
So old.
And I'm gonna use every trick in the book. I'll try my best to get you hooked. Hey, baby.
Take me, I'm yours.
And every night, every day, I'm gonna say, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you. Look out, boy, cause I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna make you love me. Ooh, yes, I will. Yes, I will. And I'm gonna make you love me. Ooh, yes, I will. You know I will. Every breath I take and each and every step I make brings me closer, baby, closer to you.
And with each beat of my heart, for every day we apart, I'll hunger for every wasted hour.
And I, every night and every day, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you. Look out, cause I'm gonna get you.
Thank you. Nothing so blue as a heart in pain. Nothing so sad as a tear in vain.
Unmistakable voice of Smokey Robinson, along with the Miracles, Baby, Baby, Don't Cry. 1968, went up to number 8 on the pop charts, number 3 on the R&B charts. Smokey and the group were put in to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2012. Well-deserved, a long list of hit songs, and Smokey's writing abilities just were everywhere at Motown. So, good sound by them. Time of the Season before that, The Zombies, 1969, number 3 on the pop charts, a song that's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But you know, this song charted in 69, but the group disbanded in 67. Rod Argent, who was kind of the leader of the group, he formed the group Argent, which you probably know them, in 69, and that's about this time this song came out. So, but good sound by them, by The Zombies. And then, of course, The Supremes, well, along with The Temptations, 1968, number 2 on the R&B and the pop charts, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. Okay, Eddie Holman's gonna get us started first, then little Gene Vincent, and then Gary U.S. Bonds. I'm gonna dedicate one by him, going out to all the kids getting out of school this year. But right now, we got Eddie Holman. going, getting us started, and a girl song called "Hey There, Lonely Girl."
She's the one with the flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that yells no, 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 no. Be-ba-ba-loo-loo, she's my baby. Be-ba-ba-loo-loo, I don't want my baby. Be-ba-ba-loo-loo, she's my baby. My baby, my baby, my baby. Let's rock again now.
Remember those days? Everybody's going to have some fun. School is out. I remember those last days of school. I'd get to ride my bike to school on the last day of school. I didn't ride it. We were only 4 blocks from the school, and so we always walked. But on the last day, it was kind of a special thing. My parents would let me ride my bike. And you know what? You could put your bike in the bike rack, and it'd be there in the afternoon when you got back to get it. And unfortunately, things have changed so much, but that's different. Let's have some fun with music. School is out. Gary U.S. Bonds, 1961, number 5 on the pop charts, number 12 in the R&B, and dedicate that to all the people who are getting out of school, whether it's elementary, high school, or college. So have a good time, but be safe. Gene Vincent before that, Be Bopalula, 1956, a song that went up to number 7 on the pop charts, number 8 on the R&B, and number 5 on the country western. So, song that was received all across the board there. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998. Now, the song itself, Be Bopalula, is in the Grammy Hall of Fame, and it's also in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And on the Rolling Stone 500 Most Influential Songs, it's number 103, Gene Vincent. And Eddie Holman before that, Hey There, Lonely Girl, 1969, number 2 on the pop charts, number 4 on the R&B. And you know what? Do you remember in 1963, a few years before this song came out, Ruby and the Romantics had a number 27 hit on the Cap label with Hey There Lonely Boy, with Ruby singing, of course. But, you know, I don't remember it right offhand growing up. I listened to radio all the time, but I just don't remember that. So whether or not it got airplay here or it just didn't something, it wasn't a song I cared to hear, I don't know. But anyway, Hey There Lonely Girl, Eddie Holman. All right, we got the Cadets coming up. George Jones going to do a little country for us, and then the Impressions. So here we go with the Cadets, Stranded in the Jungle.
I crashed in the jungle while I was trying to keep a date with my little girl who was back in the States. I was stranded in the jungle, afraid and alone, trying to figure a way to get a message back home. But I was out of know that the wreckage of my plane had been picked up and spotted in my girl in Lover's Lane. And meanwhile, back in the States.
Baby, baby, let me promise. You know your old-time lover hasn't got a chance. He's stranded in the jungle, glad as he can be. So come on, pretty baby, just you and me.
And meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Ah, 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 ah.
The boys in the jungle had me on the run when something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb. When I woke up and my head started to clear, I had a strange feeling I was with cooking gear. I smelled something cooking and I looked to see. That's when I found out they was cooking me.
Great Google Booger, let me out of here.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Baby, baby, let me romance. You know your old-time lover hasn't got a chance. He's stranded in the jungle, glad as he can be. So come on, pretty baby, just you and me.
And meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Ah, 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 ah.
I jumped out the pot and I finally got away, frantic and worried about what my baby would say. So I jumped in the ocean and started to swim, for my chance of survival was getting mighty slim. So I thumbed down a whale who was in my way, and I reached the States in about a half a day. When I got to Lover's Lane, I was almost dead, but my soul was gone, and here's what I said.
Baby, baby, the man is no good. Oh, baby, baby, you should have understood. You can trust me as long as you please, so come back pretty baby where you. Cause I love you, cause I love you, cause I love you, cause I love you, cause I love you.
She thinks I still care just because I ask a friend about. Just because I spoke her name somewhere, just because I rang her number by mistake today, she thinks I still care. Just because I haunt the same old I still care.
she's happy thinking I still need her. Then let that silly notion bring her cheer. But how could she ever be so foolish? Oh, where would she get such an idea? Just because I ask a friend about her, just because I spoke her name somewhere, just because I saw her then went all to pieces, she thinks I still care, she thinks I still care. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. 'Cause I've got my strength. And it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now maybe someday I'll reach that higher goal. I know I can make it with just a little bit of soul. 'Cause I've got my strength and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now look a look, look a look, a look a yonder. What's that I see? A great big stone wall stands there ahead of me. But I've got my pride and I'm moving on aside and keep on.
Keep on Pushing, The Impressions, 1964, number 10 on the pop and R&B charts. The group, The Impressions, were put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1991. And boy, they left an impression on a lot of people in the music world. Did some great, great sounds. And of course, their first hit was when Jerry Butler was singing lead with them. And they had the song For Your Precious Love. And then things just kept going for them. They did hits in the 60s and 70s and 80s. They kept going. George Jones before that, She Thinks I Still Care. 1962, didn't do anything on the pop charts, but you know what? Country Western, it went up to number 6. Big song for him. In fact, big enough to make it get into the Grammy Hall of Fame as a song. So, and he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1992. George Jones. Stranded in the Jungle before that, The Cadets, 1956, number 15 on the pop charts, number 4 on the R&B charts. They also recorded as The Jacks. Do you have a copy of a song called Why Don't You Write Me on the RPM label? 1955 is when it came out, which was before Stranded in the Jungle. but it only went up to number 82 on the pop charts. So I don't know if you ever heard it or not, or if it's on your list to go try to find a copy. But they did it, and then they changed their names and recorded as the Jacks under another label, on their modern label. So, but same group. And you know what? This song, Stranded in the Jungle, it was also recorded by the Jayhawks. Now, it went to number 9 on the charts, and it debuted 1 week earlier than the Cadets' version of it. So only 1 week difference in the two, but one went to number 9 and one went to number 15. So interesting story there, that same song almost. Maybe somebody thought, hey, I want that Stranded in the Jungle, and they just bought whatever the man behind the counter gave them. I don't know. Anyway, okay, we got Paul Revere and the Raiders, and then our double play of the day, Miss Leslie Gore is going to come in and do one. And she's going to do a big hit, and then she's going to do a, I guess you'd call it an answer song to her big hit. So right now we got Paul Revere and the Raiders doing Good Thing.
Good thing, baby. It, 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 it. I know that. just walk through the door like a queen with her king. Oh, what a birthday surprise, Judy's wearing his ring. It's my party and I'll cry if I want to, cry if I want to, cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you. Oh, it's my party and I'll cry if I want to, cry if I want to, cry if I want to. You would cry too.
Miss Leslie Gore, Judy's Turn to Cry. And before that, Miss Leslie Gore, It's My Party. And so the party, she lost Johnny, and then in Judy's Turn to Cry, she got him back. So both songs came out in 1963. It's My Party went up to number one on both the pop and the R&B charts. Judy's Turn to Cry went to number five on the pop, number 15 on the R&B charts. And she had 19 songs that made it into the top 100 during her career. Unfortunately, she died in 2015 at age 68 from lung cancer. And but you know what? There was another song that came out in 63 called You Don't Own Me. And what a song that was. We didn't think much about it back in 63, but it was almost like one of the first feminist style songs. I mean, telling somebody you don't own me, telling a girl telling a boy that, you know, I'll do what I want and don't tell me what to wear, what to do, and really a different kind of sound for her. But, you know, when she died, the New York Times in her obituary put it this way: with songs like It's My Party, Judy's Turn to Cry, and the indelibly defiant 1964 single, You Don't Own Me, which were all recorded before she was 18, Gore made herself the voice of teenage girls aggrieved by fickle boyfriends, moving quickly from tearful self-pity to fierce self-assertion. So, yeah, she put it out there. So, Miss Leslie Gore, what a career she had. And Paul Revere and the Raider got us started before that. Good Thing, 1966, went up to number four on the pop charts. A song written by Mark Lindsay and Terry Melcher, who, by the way, Terry Melcher was Doris Day's son, kind of guy that hung around with Charlie Manson also. Melcher was kind of right there with him. Not that he followed him as the other people did, but they did some stuff musically when Charlie Manson was trying to make it in the music world. But he just didn't do it. But anyway, Melcher knew him and worked with him a little bit there. And the two of those guys together, Mark Lindsay and Terry Melcher, had eight charted songs together that they wrote for Paul Revere and the Raiders. So, good sound by Paul Revere and the Raiders. Good thing. Okay, let's keep going. We got the Beach Boys coming up, Marvin Gaye, and then Dottie West. So here we go right now with the Beach Boys, When I Grow Up to Be a Man.
When I grow up to be a man, will I dig the same things that turned me on as a kid? Will I look back and say that I wish I hadn't done what I did?
against me. If I just see him one more time, just so I can make certain I can leave him behind. Would it make any difference if I just hold him once again? Have I forgotten him? He was my love till you came my way. Now I can't help but wonder, have I made a mistake? Just suppose I remember things he used to say. Just see him once again, then I'll know that I love you and that I've forgotten him. For he was my love till you came my way. So I can't help but wonder, have I made a mistake? Just suppose I remember the things he used to say after our wedding day. Would you hold it against me if I just see him once again? Then I'll know I've forgotten him.
Dottie West, Would You Hold It Against Me? 1966, went up to number 5 on the country western charts. She had 63 country western charted songs. 5 of them went up to all the way to number 1. Really, really good sound by Dottie West. Would You Hold It Against Me? By the way, she's the mother of Shelley West, who also had quite a good career and still may be singing, I'm not sure. But anyway, Shelley West out in the country world, country western sound. Marvin Gaye, You're a Wonderful One, 1964, number 15 on pop and R&B charts. A Holland Dozier Holland song. They wrote a lot of stuff there in the day, and Marvin wrote a few songs for him probably also there. And I've heard that he started out playing a little some drums there when he was at Motown, and then wound up doing some singing and writing and did a little bit of everything. Left some really good sounds. I liked his early stuff a lot better than his later stuff, but his later stuff was good. I enjoyed it. But something about songs like You're a Wonderful One and Pride and Joy and all those things, Hitchhike, good sounds by them. The Beach Boys, When I Grow Up to Be a Man, 1964, number 9 on the pop charts. And the group themselves, the Beach Boys, were put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988. And you don't have to say much about them. You know what their songs are and how long they were around. All right, but we got to have to get out of here. Hope you enjoyed the show today. A little bit of everything from the 50s and 60s and good sounds there. And to get us out of here today, we're going to do a song by the Pyramids, a little song called Penetration, kind of a beach sound, 1964, number 18 on the pop charts. In fact, if you watch the movie Bikini Beach, you heard this song. They were a group that came out of Long Beach, California, and one of their bassists, Steve Leonard, wrote this song. And they had a couple hits along the way, the Pyramids did. And maybe you'll remember this. So, but here we go right now. We want to thank you for joining us here on the radio show. And we're going to catch you next time on BRC Radio.